Good morning to you all, and welcome to all our listeners and indeed viewers who might be watching this on the Dorset Council website. I'm Rob Mott. I'm here to provide the commentary for today's remembrance service. Let me tell you a bit about the order of the service for today. The introduction to the service will be from the Reverend Keith McGee, who's team rector at Dorchester and Wimborne team. Then we'll have a hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. The parade will then come to attention. You can see the parade behind us forming up. Then the exaltation will take place. That will be read this year by Maurice Osborne. He's a member of the Dorchester Royal Navy Association. The last post will then be played by a young man from Perrott Hill School, John Ansell. And then there'll be the usual silence and then reveille. Bill Harper from the Royal Navy Association will be reading the epitaph, and the parade will then be stood at ease. Then the laying of the wreaths commence, led by the Mayor of Dorchester, Councillor Robin Potter. The reading will be conducted by Robin, the Mayor of Dorchester, Robin Potter. And then the address this year will be from Major Anne Reed from the Salvation Army. We finish with another hymn, I Vow to Thee, My Country. And then there'll be some prayers and the blessing. That will be undertaken by the Reverend Keith McGee. And then we'll all stand to attention to sing the national anthem. And then the parade will be stood at ease. I've got to say, I think we've got a good attendance. We've been very lucky with the weather. It was raining when I woke up this morning, and I did wonder what it was going to be like today, but we're very lucky. We might even see some sunshine, and I was reading that we haven't had any sunshine at all in this area since the start of the month, so it would be very nice if the sun shone for this ceremony. We've got the Dunavaria Silver Band here with their new conductor. And I've got to say, they sound really good. So we're looking forward to listening to them as well. The wreath laying, I will go through some of the wreaths at the end of the service. I will go round the cenotaph and read the names on some of the wreaths that will be presented here. But we've got C Company 6 Rifles, Dorchester RAF Cadets, the Army Cadet Force, which I used to be a member of actually, Thomas Hardy's CCF, Combined Cadet Force, then the Association of Wrens, Dorchester Naval Association, Dorchester Police, Fire and Rescue, and the Royal Wessex Yeomanry. Then the Dorchester Lions will be laying a wreath, followed by the Round Table, the Rotary from Dorchester, the Royal Voluntary Service, then the British Red Cross, Girl Guides from Mid-Dorset, St John's Ambulance, and the Badgers, because they're the youngsters in the St John's Ambulance, the Dorset Explorer Scouts, Central Dorset Scout Group, Damer's First School, the Foresters Friendly Society, Dorchester Rugby Club, Funding Friends 222, Prince of Wales School, it's lovely to see the youngsters here today, and St Osmond's Middle School, the 41 Club Dorchester and the Chamber for Business, Age UK represented, the Boys and Girls Brigade, an association, the Dorset Company, the Dorset County Hospital, Dorset Submarine Association, and finally the local Masonic Lodge, the Lodge of Faith and Unanimity. Those are the people that are listed to lay wreaths today, but there may be others as well. And as I say, at the end of the ceremony, I will go round this cenotaph and read out some of the names on those wreaths. So we're now waiting for the ceremony to start. You can see the C Company 6 Rifles if you're viewing this on TV. You can go to the website if you want to watch this on TV, dorchestertowncouncil.gov.uk, dorchestertowncouncil.gov.uk. Now, we had an amazing turnout last year here at the Cenotaph, and I'm pleased to say it's probably just as good again this year. A massive crowd here, and the weather's been, as I said earlier, very kind to us. So, what's the time? It's 1:45, and the ceremony will start in just a few minutes. Everybody's just getting into place. I don't think the councillors are all here yet. I'm not sure whether the councillors have all arrived, because they parade through the town to arrive here, and they normally line up. Some of the councillors are already here. I can see Councillor Tim Harries, who's not able to walk. And in fact, his son is one of the marshals here today. We've got several veterans here today. We'll hope to have a word with some of them after the ceremony as well. Here's the council, just arriving now, led by the town beadle. They're just forming up in front of the cenotaph. They're all dressed in their robes. The mayor looks very smart in his red robe. Most of the councillors are wearing purple robes or black robes. And of course, they've all got the traditional tricorder hats on as well. This is the choir arriving now. They're forming up next to the band as usual. So let me just describe the cenotaph. To the south side of the cenotaph, we've got the town councillors all formed up and the various dignitaries. And to the north side of the cenotaph, we've got the choir. And then behind the choir, we've got the De Nevera Silver Band. I've got to say the band is in quite good in strength of numbers now. It's nice to see them going from strength to strength with their new leader. And the parade marshals, just sorting all the cadets out. They're yet to arrive and form up. I can see the St. John's Ambulance delegation arriving. They're wearing green and black tops and long trousers. And you can probably hear the band in the background as the parade arrives. I can see the flags at the front of the parade. So, the parade is led by the Royal British Legion, as you'd expect. Parade's turned left now, facing the cenotaph. So you've got the members of the Royal British Legion. Then I can see all the cadet corps behind them at the actual Five Ways Junction. Of course, all the roads have been closed off while the ceremony takes place. Final wreath bearers are just getting in place. Flags have been lowered. If you just joined us, you're listening to Keep 106. We're broadcasting live from the Cenotaph in Dorchester for this Sunday's Remembrance, Service of Remembrance. Very good turnout, I would say. Probably about the same number as last year's ceremony. We had a fantastic turnout here for last year's ceremony. and the Reverend's taken to the podium now, and the ceremony's about to start. The Reverend Keith McGee.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dorchester Town Remembrance Sunday Service. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, from whom love in Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love, and bring us all with them to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing our first hymn, O God, our help in ages past.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today.
Hooray! Standard! Eight!
Thank you. The reading is from Gospel according to John, verse 15. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another.
No greater love than this. At the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month, in the year 1918, the guns fell silent on the Western Front. And after more than 4 years of bloodshed, with victory and the armistice, came peace. At that same hour, on that same day, the following year, for the very first time, millions of people in our country, the survivors of war, stopped what they were doing and by 2 minutes of absolute silence declared, "We will remember them." There was a time when it seemed that this act of remembrance was a passing thing, that we were beginning to forget the sacrifices that others had made for our freedom. But in more recent years, on occasions such as these, in all parts of the world, the crowds have not grown smaller, but larger. And this seems right to me, for as the years pass, the sacrifice made for us and the gift won for us hasn't diminished, but has grown. Like the ripples of a stone thrown into a pond, each act of sacrifice, of courage or sheer duty continues to ripple out in ever-increasing circles. Every child born in our nation today inherits the gift of freedom won by the men and women we remember now. It's a gift that everyone here, from the youngest to the oldest, has inherited. It's a living gift, a costly gift, a cherished gift, and so the gift grows. Today, with great gratitude, we remember people we have known personally and people we have never met or known in any personal kind of way. We remember family members, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents who fought in the great wars of the last century, which secured our national peace and freedom and that of the free world. But we also remember the servicemen and women who have given them their lives in conflict since, in places, just to mention a few, like Korea, the Falklands, Iraq and Afghanistan. We meet today not in any way to glorify war, but to remember those who were willing to give themselves for our freedom, whether those lives were taken or spared. My father-in-law, Harry, was just 20 years old when his plane took off on the 5th of June 1944, the night before D-Day, to drop him and his fellow paratroopers behind enemy lines. Harry was a wireless operator, and while he was training, he wondered why so many other wireless operators were being trained. Just before the battle, they were told the casualty rate was expected to be 50%. Half of them would not survive the night. And that was why. And this was the price he and his mates were somehow ready to pay. Our Bible reading this morning reminded us of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." And on a day like this, we know for certain that what Jesus said was absolutely true. Our freedom has been won by the sacrifice of others. It's a costly freedom, and we were not the ones who paid the ultimate price. The cost was borne by those who, given the opportunity to do something heroic, did it. And they did it for their families, for their friends, for freedom, and for their country. They did it for us. And in the same way, we can be certain of the truth of Christ's words. We can be absolutely sure of God's great love for us too. From the oldest to the youngest. For he did not shrink from making the final sacrifice. And today we can each live in the freedom and peace that Christ won for us when he gave his life on the cross. May this too we always remember and never forget. Amen.
We sing the hymn, "I Vow to Thee, My Country."
Thank you.
in the prayers which follow, when I say, Lord, in your mercy, please respond, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. We pray for the leaders of the nations, that you will guide them in the ways of freedom, justice, and truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who bear arms on behalf of the nation, that we may have discipline and discernment, courage and compassion. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for our enemies and those who wish us harm, that you will turn the hearts of all to kindness and freedom. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the wounded and the captive, the grieving and the homeless, that in all their trials they may know your love and support. Lord, in your mercy. Most holy God and Father, hear our prayers for all who strive for peace and all who fight for justice. Help us who today remember the cost of war to work for a better tomorrow, and as we commend to you lives lost in terror and conflict, bring us all in the end to the peace of your presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the King, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity and peace and concord. And to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.
That concludes the ceremony. I hope you enjoyed the service. The councillors and the choir are now leaving the cenotaph. And once the parade has dismissed, I will go round and look at the wreaths. And I've got to say, I've presented this programme for many years now, and I think the number of wreaths laid on the cenotaph are probably more this year than I've ever seen. Certainly the crowd is about the same as last year, I'd said. Probably, I think about, well over 1,000 people here, probably about 1,500, maybe 2,000 people here, which is excellent to see. Parade's forming up now to march away. I'm always impressed that the soldiers we have here from C Company, they do a sort of quick march, and it really is quick to turn round and march the other way. And the parade will be called to attention any second now.
Ready! Move to the right! March!
Here we go. And it really is a quick march. No right wheel round to lead the parade away from the cenotaph. And I'll make my way to the cenotaph now before we finish our coverage. And let's look at some of the wreaths here. Let's start with the mayor's wreath, which is right in the centre of the cenotaph on the south side. And then we've got the Royal Navy Association. And put my glasses on. The ranks of the Rifles, who were honoured and privileged to have the freedom of Dorchester. The RVS in Dorchester, the Royal Voluntary Service, of course. The Dorset and Wiltshire Fire and Rescue Service, Round Table. The Submariners Association, the Wrens, Royal British Legion, of course, the police. There's another wreath there from the Royal British Legion. And while I make my way around the side, let's have a look. We've got the, well, I recognise that one. That's the Dorset Regiment, and Devon and Dorset's. The Dorchester 41 Club. British Red Cross, the Combined Cadet Force. We've also got another one from the Royal British Legion, Dorset County Hospital, St John's Ambulance, the Scouts and the Guides, and Dorchester Rugby Football Club, who are riding the marshalling here today. The 2nd Dorchester Boys Brigade, Dorchester Rugby Football Club again, Dorchester Town Football Club, the Magpies, many Royal British Legion, of course, wreaths here today. The Prince of Wales School, who've made a wonderful wreath, and if you do get a chance to come and have a look at it, it's all homemade but absolutely beautiful. And also St Osmond's School, they've got a lovely wreath here as well. And Dorchester Chamber for Business, the Foresters, the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, and the Dorchester Masonic Lodge, the Lodge of Faith and Unanimity, the ladies and men of the 22 Fundraising Club, and another Royal British Legion wreath. And I think, as I say, I think it's probably a record number of wreaths laid at the cenotaph this year. So if you do get a chance to come down and see the cenotaph with all the wreaths adorning it, please do, because it looks very beautiful. That concludes our ceremony of remembrance today. I hope you've enjoyed the service. We'll just leave you with some music from the Dernavera Silver Band. Thank you. the Kernebogey March, of course, from the Dernevera Silver Band. Let's just see if I can get a quick word with Reverend Keith McGree, who conducted the service today. He presented our service for us today.
I did indeed. It's one of the privileges of being the rector of St. Peter's Church that I'm asked to lead such a beautiful civic occasion and to gather everybody together to remember and to give thanks.
I just explain the churches that you cover, because it says Dorchester and the Winterbournes. So, what area do you cover?
So I'm rector of a team which is St. Peter's, St. George's, St. Mary's, then in town, then St. Andrew's, West Stafford, then the three Winterbourne villages, Winterbourne, Moncton and Compton Valence.
You must be a very busy man on a Sunday morning.
I have a lovely team of team rectors and other clergy who are also serving and serving the church of those villages as well.
Is it the first time you've done this service?
No, this is the third time I've done it. Last year I was covering in Martinstown. Previous to coming here, I was I was chaplain to Leicester and Rutland British Legion. And when I was in Chelmsford, I was chaplain to various different regimental associations, such as RAF and Parachute Regiments. So I'm well used to doing these things, and I always count it a privilege.
We've been very lucky with the weather today.
It looked first thing at about 8 o'clock before that it was definitely heavy drizzle. Hence, you won't be able to see, but I am wearing my cloak, because I thought if it turned slightly damp, I was prepared for that. But yes, very pleased it stayed dry.
And a good turnout here.
Oh, marvellous turnout. We always get at least a couple of thousand people here.
I was going to say, I've provided the commentary for this for a number of years now. I think there are more Rees this year than ever.
It is something which is growing and has got much more of a sense of belonging for our town. And so it's just lovely to see not just veterans in the council and different civic organisations, but also children, youth
certainly
organisations,
youngsters, yeah.
Primary schools, also remembering and coming forward and laying wreaths on this day as well.
Do you think it's important that children should respect this?
I think it's important that they learn what it is to remember and to give thanks. And this was shown this morning in the different schools that were here.
What was going through my head while this was on is there's so much conflict still in the world, and we're talking, 110 years after the First World War now?
It is a tragedy that the conflicts that happen now are the making of things that should have happened in the past and are now coming to fruition. And it's the role of this country and other countries who can to be peacemakers.
Do you think man learns his lesson, or does another generation forget those lessons?
There's always a hope that we learn lessons and that we strive for peace. But unfortunately, we see in the world around us that isn't always happening, which is sad and regrettable. But it's something we need to strive for, that we do as people of peace, that we help bring peace to others and show them the way of peace and how we live.
Thank you very much for talking to us today. You must be a very busy man now. Where are you off to next?
I'm going back to church and changing, and then going off to St. George's for the memorial service at the Lubecca Memorial in St. George's Church.
And of course, the councillors make their way to the German Memorial, which is just on the road.
Yes, that's where I'll be going, yes, the German Memorial.
Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Okay, bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Brilliant. Well, that's about it from the Cenotaph here in Dorchester. Thank you very much for joining us today. Our outside broadcast team consists of Andy Venton and Andy Worth on sound. I'm Rob Mott. And with our thanks also go to Kieran, who's in the studio. I'll hand it back to the studio and Kieran Williams.